I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Race in America, what a complicated issue. As a nation, we've wrestled with the complex legacy of our treatment of Native Americans, the painful history of slavery, and more recently, what it means to be a person of color, an immigrant, a refugee. The public policy implications of our ruminations are so very challenging, ranging from issues of reparations to affirmative action to immigration. There seems to be no end to controversy, debate, and competing narratives. Yet underneath these often abstruse deliberations are real lives and the day-to-day challenges of what it means to be a person of color in America. This week, we hear deeply personal reflections from Lauren Jordan, reflections that dwell in the intimate relationship between parent and child.
Do you think you'd care as much about racism or talk about race as much if I was white? My son EJ asked me this at 7:45 a.m. in the car last week. I was speechless for a second and then realized he was looking for an answer. No. You don't think so? He asked. I want desperately to tell you that I would, but I don't think that's true. I would care, but being your mom makes me view the world very differently. I wouldn't be the same person. I haven't stopped thinking about this. I've spent so much time the past 7.5 years thinking about who I need to be and become in order to raise a happy, safe, strong, and proud black son that I never considered who I would be if he was white. I watch the court rulings, see the news, hear about the shootings, and each time I visualize EJ's face. People say and post awful things, inappropriately stare and question, and behave in ways that are blatantly prejudiced. I walk into rooms and scan the crowd for people of color and cringe if everyone is white. I think about locations of schools, vacations, camps, sports, and even our home in relationship to how diverse they are. None of this would happen if EJ was white. And yet I feel grateful. I've been given the gift of seeing and acknowledging my privilege. I have the unique and rare experience as a white woman to navigate life with a slightly different lens. I feel more empathetic, more willing to listen, more open to questioning, and more motivated to make change. More motivated to change myself. I would experience none of this if EJ was white. And yet, with that comes a great deal of anger, an intolerance for the intolerant, an impatience with people that I refuse to apologize for. It comes with an annoyance at the world, the current climate in this country, a dissatisfaction with how things are not progressing, and a constant fear that will never lessen. I know I wouldn't feel any of this as deeply if EJ was white. So then who would I be? I try to visualize this and realize it doesn't really matter. I'm exactly who I'm supposed to be. I am the mother of a black son who talks a lot about race and racism.
Lauren Jordan lives in North Kingstown with her husband and young son, who was born in Ethiopia. Jordan is the Associate Director of Development at the Gordon School in East Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.